Hello. Discover the answer to life's most perplexing questions. Gain insight for your journey and discover how to use your pain to launch your purpose as you listen to Beauty for Ashes, a podcast with Adrian Mayfield.
Good evening, good evening. Just wanted to take a few minutes to come on and hop and share with you about a warning I have for you about Halloween, which is tomorrow. I'm Adrian Mayfield, just in case you have no idea who I am. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure you click that subscribe button and click that notification bell so you don't miss a thing. This is my website if you want to find out more about me and some of the resources I have to offer. And that is my text number, 770-746-8453. You can text me on that number. It comes straight to my phone. Text me questions. Text me comments or feedback about any of the content and let me know how it is blessing you. And also give me constructive feedback if there's something you'd like to see me change or a topic you'd like to see me talk about or even someone you'd like to have me interview. So I'm going to take those down now and you should have time to check those out. But we're here to talk about Halloween. So as you know, here in the United States, tomorrow is October 31st. A lot of people, unfortunately, will be celebrating Halloween. And it's already started. And I want to say before I get started that, you know, in the past couple of weeks, there's just been, as I've gone through stores in different places, I've noticed a darkness that I never experienced previously toward Halloween. Now, I'm not here to bring you under condemnation or judgment. As a kid, my parents allowed me to celebrate Halloween. I remember my cousin being dressed up as a witch. I don't remember any of my costumes, but I mean, I always wore different costumes. And so we would go around to different houses, over to my grandmother's house, my auntie's house, because we all lived in the general vicinity, and we would go to different houses. And I remember afterwards that, you know, they would have all of the warnings about, and I think even the hospital would provide x-ray machines to x-ray the candy. Well, back then, it didn't seem like, I guess, a very viable concern because my mom would mostly take us to houses that she knew. But I think she just wasn't really aware of the dangers of it. So I don't want to condemn my mom either, although she's passed away now. But Halloween is not to be celebrated by Christians. It's not a positive thing. It is demonic. Everything connected to it has a demonic background to it. And a lot of times people don't know that. And so from bobbing apples and believing that if they, you know, bob the apple and didn't break their teeth, that they would look back and see the person they were going to be married to people, the carving of the jack-o'-lantern, to just so many of the traditions that people have around Halloween all have a very demonic connection. I believe the jack-o'-lantern thing comes from a man named Jack, who was supposedly a wandering spirit who went place to place using some type of light to light his way. And so Halloween is a high day or a holiday or a highly celebrated day by those who practice the occult and who worship Satan, and they sometimes refer to it as Satan's birthday. And so I'm sharing all this stuff about Halloween because I've said it's Satan's birthday. I've said it's a holiday devoted to darkness. We know the things that are associated with Halloween are ghouls and goblins and death and cemeteries and graveyards and blood being, you know, blood everywhere, and just, you know, demons and witches and haunted houses where people go to get scared on purpose. And so these are all things I'm leading with this because now that we know what Halloween is, now that we know the background of Halloween, now that we know why people celebrate it, now that we know that Halloween is completely dedicated to Satan and all things darkness, the question now becomes, why in the world would someone who says that they're a Christian, why would someone who says they name the name of Jesus Christ, why would someone who's supposed to be salt and light, a carrier of light in the earth, be affiliated with such darkness? I'd like to think that it is just ignorance of the truth, ignorance of the background. But now that I've shared that with you, you are without excuse. Right? Because even if you didn't know some of these things, now you do if you've taken the time to listen to this. And so I just wanted to give a warning. There was a prophetess who gave a warning a couple of weeks ago that about fentanyl being some of the Halloween candy being spiked or laced that's fit with fentanyl, and almost immediately within days, although it's a lot of mockery and people making fun of it and saying, why, where's she getting this from and all this, it wasn't even a couple of days before stories started coming out of different, there were pictures and stories of different boxes of things that looked like candy, but it actually was fentanyl. And they say now, you know, they're making these fentanyl pills in these colorful colors, of course, to attract children, but also to keep them concealed so that they're not discovered. And so that makes it even more dangerous because, God forbid, you get your kid a pack of Skittles or a pack of some type of candy that's, you know, a small, colorful candy, Tic Tacs or, you know, Sweet Tarts, and your child starts to eat them, and then they are exposed to fentanyl. And so it's really dangerous. It's demonic. It's not godly. And I don't understand, you know, why people are still making a choice to continue to celebrate this holiday. As I said, my mom celebrated. She allowed us to celebrate when we were young. I didn't really get the significance of the darkness now. But now that my eyes are open, I have a lot more training and understanding around the spiritual realm. I can clearly see that Halloween is a satanic holiday. It celebrates all things demonic. And so I just want to caution you. I want to warn you. I want to sound the alarm because that's my responsibility. And that's what God has called me to do, is to warn people. I know some people are going to see this and say, she's whack. She's off the rocker. She's doing too much. It's not that deep. It's just about candy. It's not that serious, because that's what people always say. That's the same thing they said to Noah when Noah was building the ark, right? For all that time, he's building the ark. They're saying it's going to rain. It's never rained on the earth before. So people are like, this dude is crazy. Like, you over there building their boat or whatever it is. What is he even doing? And he seemed crazy, right? Everybody seems crazy until it happens. The things that have never happened, the things that people warn about, seem absurd. They seem ridiculous until it actually happens. And so what I want to do is just kind of lend my voice to the conversation, because I've seen a lot of people talking about it, posting about it. I've seen some of my former students at their Halloween parties. I've seen people dressing up their kids. I've seen, you know, a lot of these things with the costumes, and people can get wrapped up into it. Because I've seen some of the costumes that I thought, oh, that's kind of creative. But then I have to snap back into reality and say, it's not about creativity. This is a costume for a demonic holiday, and people shouldn't be doing this. Because, you know, I don't want to get too deep in it because I want to keep this kind of short. But a lot of times people misunderstand. They have no knowledge of the spirit realm and how things work. But the spirit realm works on established standards and rules and regulations, guidelines that have been in place since before the foundation of the world. And it doesn't change because you don't understand it. It doesn't change because you don't think it's fair. It doesn't change because you thought it was innocent or you thought it was not a big deal, right? The enemy doesn't care. We have a real enemy, a real adversary whose name is Satan. And Jesus told us that his job is to steal, kill, and destroy. That's what he's on. He doesn't miss work. He doesn't miss. He plays the long game. He thinks it through. It's very calculated. And he will defeat you if you're not aware of him. And that's why the Bible tells us not to be ignorant of his devices. And so that's why I'm here tonight, is just to make sure that you're not ignorant of the devices of the enemy, that you understand this is not just a simple holiday, just having fun, just dressing up, putting fake blood on your face, or just, you know, putting on a costume. Real people are going to die because the sacrifices will be required from these demonic entities. And so if you don't believe it, just pay attention. Even yesterday, I believe it was in Korea, there was a Halloween party. And to date, you know, a lot of people are in critical condition, but to date, I think it's over 150 dead in one swoop. And I saw not too long ago tonight that some of those people were going into cardiac arrest simultaneously. Well, how does this happen? Is that just coincidence? That's just something that happened, that all these people going into cardiac arrest and then over 150 people dead at a Halloween party? No. If you want to think it's coincidence, if you want to think it just happened, then you are not thinking, that you're not seeing the truth. You're thinking blindly. And so I just want you to open your eyes. I want you to be wise. Pray for the spirit of wisdom to accompany you in life and help you make decisions and follow the right path. Ask the Holy Spirit to fill you. Accept Jesus Christ first as your Lord and Savior. Repent of your sins. Accept Jesus Christ Ask the Holy Spirit to come and live inside of you. Ask the Spirit of wisdom to be your daily companion so that you will not be deceived in this evil day. It's serious out here. Do not involve your children in Halloween. Don't you involve yourself in Halloween. It's not just about dressing up. It's not about candy. This is a serious business. It's a demonic holiday, a celebration for Satan. The demons and the satanic and dark spirits attached to it are craving for blood. And as you can see, as you're already seeing, you see mass killings, you see mass people dying, all of these things, because we give legal right to the enemy by our participation and by our ignorance and not knowing and just thinking that this is innocent and we're playing along. Why would you put a graveyard in your yard? Graveyards are for dead people. So what kind of spirits do you think you're inviting to come to your home when you put a graveyard or a mock cemetery, or you hang up ghosts and goblins, or you put scary things or people? I mean, the spirit of fear is real. People have heart attacks, they go into cardiac arrest and all of that just from the spirit of fear. It's not a game, it's nothing to play with. The Bible tells us God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. So why would you go to a haunted house to purposefully be afraid? It makes no sense. It makes no sense. It's a trick of the enemy to get you to come in agreement with his desire to steal, kill, and destroy from you. So this is a warning. We already see the fentanyl pills. They've already discovered, and you know, many of them that they've taken out of circulation, hopefully, that were, you know, in these very alluring colors to attract children, in candy boxes. And you already see we had the mass killing, the mass deaths, I guess, at the Halloween parade yesterday. And then today I saw that there was a bridge that collapsed, 60 people in India. 60 people on a bridge that collapsed. So you see these things that happen. You want to undergird yourself. What do you do? Someone may say, well, I don't celebrate Halloween. I know it's demonic. I know it's evil, but I've been feeling this darkness. I've been feeling this witchcraft because I really have everywhere I've gone. As a matter of fact, I went to a restaurant the other day, and when I walked in, on the counter, they had this really wicked skull-looking thing with crickly witch-looking fingers on the side. And I told my brother, I was like, I don't know if I want to eat here. This is whack. And I said, this is just really evil. It feels dark. And then he kind of looked at me like, okay, Adrian, you doing the most. And so we ended up eating there. And so that was our first time being at the restaurant. And to be honest, like most of the restaurants that I've gone to in the last couple of weeks have had these really scary, displays, you would say, that of different stuff, witches, ghouls, warlocks, demons, you know, spider webs and all that stuff. And I don't like that kind of stuff, even though I know my authority and I know I'm a carrier of light and God's called me to bring light into darkness. I don't play around with that kind of stuff. And I really was like, I need to write letters or comments or something to these corporate offices and take a stand as a Christian and say, I don't like this. Anytime Christians do things that people don't agree with, they complain, oh, this is wrong, this is a violation, this is hate speech, all this different stuff. Well, I don't like the fact that I'm coming here to eat and you got a witch greeting me at the door. Or you have a goblin greeting me at the door. You have this little scary witchy looking thing at the counter. And to be honest, we went ahead and went in and we ate the food. And then it was pretty good. I had salmon, it was good. But when I got home, guys, I got sick. I got sick. I had to use the bathroom. I didn't get to keep any of the food that I paid all that money for. And I was like, well, why am I feeling sick? I had to take some of my enteric coated peppermint to get my stomach to settle down. And then the Holy Spirit reminded me. Now, you saw that stuff sitting on that counter clear as day. It wasn't like it was veiled. It wasn't like it was hidden. You saw what they were on when you walked into their restaurant. You still ate there. So you opened yourself up to whatever craziness was going on. And so I had to repent and say, you know what? You were right. You're right. It's not like I didn't know, because I did walk in there and I felt a pause and I saw the craziness, but I still ate in there anyway. And so I don't want you to make that mistake. Guys, Halloween is dark. It's evil. You should have no, the Bible says for us not to have anything to do with the deeds of darkness. And that's why you need to avoid Halloween. It opens up darkness. It opens you up. It gives the devil legal ground and access to try to bring wreck havoc in your life. So you need to avoid it. I wanted to read one scripture, which is Deuteronomy 18, 9 through 14. Deuteronomy 18, 9 through 14. It says, when you come into the land which the Lord your God has given you, you shall not learn to follow the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found among you anyone who makes his son or daughter pass through the fire, one who practices witchcraft or a soothsayer, or one who interprets omens or a sorcerer, or one who conjures spells or a medium or a spiritist, or one who calls up the dead. All who do these things are an abomination to the Lord, and because of these abominations, the Lord your God drives them out from before you. You shall be blameless before the Lord your God. For these nations which you dispossess listen to soothsayers and diviners, but as for you, the Lord your God has not appointed such for you. So there God is reminding us that we're not to have anything to do with these evil, wicked works of darkness that other nations, other faiths, other people groups, other religions might be a part of. And that's one of the things that happens. I'm not trying to make this a political post, but or political video. But when you open up your, if you say your name, that this is a nation, a Christian nation under God, under the Lord, the Lord is our God. But then you start opening up the borders and you allow all these other different religions and people groups and all different people to come. They bring their gods. They bring their religions. They bring the celebration of their gods. They bring the celebration of their religions. And when they lift up this strange fire, this competing sacrifices, this competing worship to their God, then you have given legal ground for them to have access to your nation, to have access to your children, to have access to your world. So guys, this is just a warning. I want to sound the alarm. I know I do this every year and you probably might be tired of it, but maybe one year when I'm redoing this video, people have already will already have made the turn and decided not to participate. And maybe someone that's listening right now will say, you know what? She's right. We're supposed to be carriers of light, givers of light. We're not going to participate. Throw that candy away. We're not going to eat it. We don't need to eat it anyway. We probably need to be taking a walk instead of trying to trying to eat candy. And so we're not going to participate. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for that the entrance of your word brings light and brings understanding to the simple. We pray now for the enlightenment of our minds, that you would open our minds and we'll begin to receive and understand and know the things that you have given us by your spirit to help us be protected from the enemy. Jesus, we thank you for the victory that you've given us because of your blood. And Holy Spirit, we pray that the spirit of wisdom will begin to just resonate in our hearts, begin to teach us and train us so that we will not be deceived by the wiles of the enemy. Father, we thank you for loving us. We thank you for your protection. We pray that someone will hear this and that they will be convicted in their hearts and they will say, I'm not participating. I will have nothing to do with the deeds of darkness. I will not celebrate Halloween, neither me nor my children. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So we thank you for this opportunity to be used as a mouthpiece. I pray for everyone who is watching, even those who watch on the replay, I cover their week with the blood of Jesus. And Father, I pray that you will just continue to bring conviction in our hearts so that we will not sin against you and we can live under the protective covering of your glory and the abundant life that Jesus died to give us. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, guys, that's it. Please pray Psalm 91 over yourself and your children every day as we go through this season and go toward the end of the year. There's always a lot of sometimes kind of freakish accidents and things that happen and occur. I saw even here in Atlanta the other day that a man died in a parking garage, pulled up to the ticket thing to get his ticket or to retrieve the ticket, forgot to put his car in park, the car rolled, he got trapped, and he actually died. Those are the kind of freakish, unnatural things that you see happening around this season. And I just want you to be protected. I want you to be undergirded. And I don't want you to fall prey to the schemes of the enemy. So pray Psalm 91 over yourself and your family. Celebrate that Jesus is Lord. Give him your life. If you have not, ask the Holy Spirit to help you, the spirit of wisdom to accompany you so that you will not be deceived and you can live the victorious life that Jesus died to give you. God bless you and have a good night.
You've been listening to the Beauty for Ashes podcast. Before you go, subscribe and leave a message with your pressing question or comment. Be sure to tell all your friends and tune in next week for another episode.